Jake and Amy.
Take two.
Second try.
So we just started our podcast. Wow, we can't talk. But we didn't because Jake was not recording.
Yeah.
So we had a great little exchange. You guys missed it. Maybe next time.
Good dry run through. But woo! it was a terrible intro anyways. Actually, it was really good. But
jeez Louise.
Anyway, what we were saying previously was that it has been quite the Sunday already. It's beautiful here in Maine.
So gorgeous today.
But
80.
Yeah.
Sunny.
Slightly breezy.
Blue sky. Look at that.
Isn't it nice when like it's warm outside but the wind is blowing just enough to keep
especially
you,
here.
Cool.
Oh, because it gets so real nice. Humid. Yeah, we've had a beautiful weekend and we'll get into that a little bit, but I have to say I'm really proud of Jake because he actually played at a wedding last night after fishing with my dad and brothers all day. So, you know, I'll let him talk about that. But he drove home this morning at 5 a.m. Just 2 hours. Just to be home in time to do a pure bard class with me.
It was a very fun class, though.
You did great.
I'm really glad we did it.
Yeah, it was awesome. I haven't been back in a while because, you know, it can be a little expensive, but I love it so much. And Jake came with me today.
Amy, every time she does, she signs up for you've gone in and out of signing up for pure bar like, I don't know, 5 times since.
Yeah.
You've kind of
and I'm started. So much nicer.
She always looks at me or like after you come home, you're like, aren't I so much nicer when I go to Pure Bar?
But aren't I?
Yeah. Well, you're happier.
Like I'm smiling talking about it right now.
I'm just kidding.
And I actually won a raffle today, guys. So exciting. So Jamie is the owner of the Portland Pure Bar location. And she's just awesome anyway, but there's kind of a connection there because she's actually from Rhode Island and knows my sister's husband's family, so my brother-in-law. So we always have that little connection. And I actually won the raffle today.
Yeah.
One of the three winners.
They gave out what? They gave out some Pure Bar socks, which you got to have the little sticky socks.
Yeah.
And then a tank
I got a
top,
tank top.
A really nice tank top. Like that.
And then
really...
I forget what the third one was because I was too excited relishing in my win.
Yeah, I didn't even look.
We were just like, woo!
Free t-shirt.
And the other seven people are like, calm down.
The things people get, like the things people do for free t-shirts, like go to a hockey game.
Oh,
you know?
When I worked in radio, geez Louise, every event. Do you guys have free t-shirts? No. Our budget is really low.
And how often are you going to wear that t-shirt? You know what I mean? You want it for free so bad and you're not going to wear it.
You love the free t-shirts.
I have so many t-shirts.
You love the free t-shirts. You love the free spins. Like if you know,
true.
We went to a market today and they had a little wheel, you know, it's like, oh, sign up for a newsletter and you can spin the wheel. Whatever.
Yeah.
So yes, busy weekend.
Samples. We know I like samples.
You do love samples.
I like free stuff.
Episode 15.
Yeah.
Cool. You're excited.
I really am excited. I actually spent some time listening to our podcast this week and I was like, man, Jake, you need to stop talking so much.
Well, I do the same thing though. I think we both are natural talkers. Yep. That's the reason we have our own podcast.
But you're good at it. You're like, you have, I notice, I think initially this is, I'm going to get real, you guys.
Oh boy, I can see it. He's looking at me all nervous with his hand in his pocket.
I think initially I was like, I listen to podcasts all the time. I'm going to be good at this.
I'm phoning a friend right now.
And and I've had a lot of people say like, oh gosh, Amy's so good at that. And I was like, whatever. I'm good at it too. And then I finally went back and like really listened back and you are just so much better at this than I am.
Okay. That's really, really, really kind of you to say. I don't think it's one or the other.
I do.
I honestly don't think I'm any good at this. And I'm not saying that to be like, oh, woe is me. I just act like, I just talk like myself.
Yeah, exactly. But that's what I think makes you good at it is that you're not
shucks. Let's
putting
move
on. And every time we put the microphones down, we take the headphones off and Amy goes, that was terrible. We're not going to release that, are
and
we?
Jake gets mad at me every time. You say that every time.
Yeah, because they are good.
Well, we'll anyway. Let the audience decide, I guess. Okay, so tell them, yeah, let's just do a run through of what we did yesterday because one thing on my list, I'm going to jump into it.
Okay,
because
do your
list. It's, I can't think of the word I need. Related, maybe? Okay. So yesterday, Jake was busy all day and I had a day to myself. And yeah. I don't mean that in a bad way because as you can tell, Jake and I do a lot together and I love spending time with him and I miss him when he's gone. But I was saying to him today, and this is the first thing on my list, I really, really need time alone sometimes. Time alone sometimes. That doesn't even make sense. But, you know, yesterday was not completely alone. I did see a friend and I saw some family throughout the day, but in short spurts. And then pretty much, I would say 80% of my day, I was home with the dog. And I really need that.
Or just alone with the dog, like driving or like.
Yeah, that's what I mean. I just need time to almost, I'm very much a go, go, go person. Right. Anyone that knows me knows that. And I do think that's just such a side effect of my anxiety. It's a way to like calm my brain. Yeah, I don't know. I just really needed that time yesterday.
Question for you.
Yeah.
Because an anecdote, I'm going to do a long lead up to this question. You are like, when you're just moving around the house, you are talking about what you're doing, if I'm there or not. Like you'll say, well, I don't know if it's when I'm not there, but if you're in the kitchen, you're like, okay, I'm going to put this here, I'm going to put this there, and oh, I think maybe tomorrow.
I think sometimes. You know? I wouldn't say that's an all the time thing.
Well, but I think maybe, here's my question. Do you think you do it less when you're alone, so it's a little bit less exhausting?
I don't know. That's a good question. Like, number one, I don't really think I do that in general a whole lot.
Okay.
I for sure do it every now and then, and I kind of say to myself, I'm just processing out loud.
Right.
But I wouldn't even say that I do it on the daily.
Okay.
When I'm alone, I mean, I'm not really talking to anyone but the dog.
Which we still do a lot.
Yeah. But, you know, I'm going to talk to her, but, you know, she's not a conversationalist or anything.
She is looking at you really sweetly. How
cute, Sewa. So I don't know. I guess to answer that question, when I'm alone, I for sure don't really speak. Because I remember having those thoughts of, especially when I lived alone.
Right.
I could go a whole day and I would have the thought, wow, I have not spoken out loud once today, which is so weird. I don't think that it's less exhausting. I think, well, I guess, less things going on with other people. Right. And I just can do what I need to do.
There's less things outside of you to to consider or like to worry about, I guess.
Yeah, I don't know. It was just nice. Yesterday, I woke up, you took off pretty early, and Sarah and I went to the park, and then I went to the beach with Kate and Woody for a little bit. And then, I saw my family, but pretty much, I know that sounds like I did a lot because it's still a lot, but that's not a lot for me. Mm-hmm. And I just got to veg out last night.
Good.
Yeah, it was good.
I think my version of like alone time is pretty well satiated on like long drives.
Yeah.
Because I am an avid podcast listener, so I just really pop in those earbuds and put on the cruise control and I'm in heaven.
Yeah, you are.
So.
Yeah, nothing wrong with that. So tell us about your day yesterday.
It was cool. Got to go fishing at Bear Pond again with...
I know, that's your spot.
The father-in-law, but we actually, it was a full boat, so we had two of the in-laws and one of the regular sons.
Okay.
So, two son-in-laws and one son.
Yep.
Of the family, and it was all us guys just kind of out on the boat, speaking of like alone time. We everybody gets so focused that there's a bunch of people on the boat that aren't really talking all that much. You know, you could go 5-10 minutes without saying anything, but it's because everybody's really
just enjoying,
just focused on. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's, that's the nice thing about fishing. And
Dad said you won yesterday.
Yeah. You can't, it's, I don't want to say it's a competition. Obviously everything is in fun, but we do kind of keep tabs every time we go. And I caught like the first 3 fish or something like that, which felt good. Cause Amy kicked my friggin' tush two weeks ago.
Did. Killed it.
I still think I caught half as many as you caught.
That's okay. So. It was the weather. Winking at Jake right now.
Yeah.
Okay, so you did that and what else?
And then
wedding.
Pretty much went straight to the wedding. Yeah, it was really beautiful. Kind of a, I don't want to say country club, but it was out on the water in one of the bays up there, up north in Stockton Springs. Really, there's... these weddings that I'm playing generally are much higher budget weddings than like...
Totally, than ours.
Yeah, because the band that I'm playing for, they charge like a significant fee, but because it's some of the best musicians around. So,
wow, and, no, I mean, yourself on the back, aren't
you? And it's very flexible because you can, you can.
Well, bands in general are expensive for a wedding.
Yeah. And it is, I think it is really a tough thing to be a good wedding band because you have to be able to do all kinds of styles. Anyway,
Jake, we're not recording. Just kidding.
Very fun. Musical expert over here can't use his own recording equipment.
Go ahead.
Anyway, but there's sometimes you see this correlation to like weddings that you can tell they've spent tens and tens and tens of thousands of dollars. And it's like the couple seems kind of like they're putting on a face and it's, you know, it's not that they aren't in love. It's just, it's not.
Yeah. Maybe the pressure of the day is getting to them and
Versus some of the other weddings that I've played where the, you know, maybe the expense of the band was like the one indulgence they had, you know, within their budget and the rest is like just not as hoity-toity and they are just like, it's, I don't know. It just seems like they're really there to celebrate and like you can see it. This was actually an example of an expensive wedding where the couple was just
the sweetest.
They were so nice. And
so do they come up to you themselves and say thank you or no?
Not every time, but
this couple did.
They both came up to us and shook everybody's hand and just were so thankful.
Oh, that's nice.
I don't know, just really, really cute family dynamic, and the brothers gave a really heartfelt speech. They were it was the youngest.
Did you cry?
I teared up a couple times. Yeah, it was adorable. And I'm like the only married one in the band this weekend. And so, and I'm the oldest one, which is not uncommon. So I'm like Mr. Sensitive, like, you know, although everybody else is like on their phones.
Right. And they were like, why are you getting up so early?
Yeah. Yeah. I kept I ended up sleeping for, I don't know, like 6 hours, 5 and a half, 6 hours. And they're like, why are you getting up at 5? I was like, well, gotta go home. I'm catching an exercise class with my wife. And they're like, you must friggin' love this lady. They looked at me like I was insane.
Well, of course they did. I do too. I was like looking around the room, you're the only male. I love you so much. I just appreciate that you do those things with me.
You know what though? It's seeing those weddings, seeing like those moments where this guy, he was, you know, they had their arms around each other during the toasts and they're standing up, you know, while everybody's toasting them. And he's just constantly leaning over and like kissing her on the forehead. Kissing her on the forehead.
Oh, God, get a room.
And I was like,
much.
I get it. No, he just, you could tell he was so happy. And she was a good sport. She didn't get annoyed or anything. Take a hint. But
it's so.
But I was like, that, I get where he's at and just how happy he is. And
you're grinning she so
must,
big.
She must be so, like, annoyed. But hearing all these stories about how,
I'm
like,
sorry, this is just the epitome of Jake. I love you so much. Stop kissing me.
I know. It just, I don't know, going to a good wedding like that reinvigorates, like,
shoot.
You know, just, oh, I should just always, you know, it makes me, literally every time it makes me want to be a better
husband.
It makes
him come home and go to Pure Bar with me in the morning.
Wow.
High five. Whoop.
That's a good one.
Oh, man. So
anyway.
Yeah, here we are, Sunday. So it's actually, what time is it? It's almost noon.
It's noon, yeah.
So again, this is very early for us, and I'm having coffee versus, you know, a nighttime beverage. So
true.
That's different.
Yeah, this is the first, must be the first time we've ever done it before noon.
Yeah.
Like
first
at
time
all.
Before
done
6
anything.
O'clock. But Jake has to take off again today for another wedding. And I am going to go sit out, speaking of marriages, at Fort Williams. Because that's where we got married.
Sure did.
And yeah, going to hang out with Alicia and Lily. Picnic time.
Very cool.
Oh, yeah. I'm so tired, but yeah. I'm really excited and my eyes are happy.
Are there any other like things from the week that you want to talk about? Like,
I'm trying to think.
I have one.
Okay.
Cranberries. Don't like cranberries.
Oh, get over it, man.
And why do people keep putting cranberries in things? Like
the trail mix
scones.
I bought. I'm sorry.
No, no. Not the trail mix. There isn't cranberries in
yes,
the trail
there
mix.
Are.
It's raisins.
No, it's not raisins.
Oh, well, I didn't even eat them, so I wouldn't know.
Exactly.
Cranberries, I don't like. Like I saw, we bought some really nice bread just now at the store, and they had cranberry sourdough bread. I was like, get the freaking cranberries out of all my stuff. I don't like it.
You, like, you sound like Seinfeld.
What's a day old cranberries?
Okay.
Yeah. Anyway, what else? What, like, cookies? I just don't want cranberries. It's not a good flavor.
I like cranberries. They don't bother me. I mean, I think they're good. I like dried cranberries. I think they're sweet but tart, so I like that.
The tartness.
Yeah. Overall, I don't mind them whatsoever. I love cranberry, like jelly jam.
Yeah, that's another thing. I've never put cranberry jam or whatever, like, or jelly, whatever, like they do with, or the cranberry sauce. Yeah, I'm like, no.
Yum. What? So good. Raisins, I'm a little hesitant on.
See, raisins are weird.
Raisins are weird. Samantha loves raisins. I always think of her. They're really good for you, and when I do eat them, it's not like I'm gagging on them or something. I just don't. They're not my favorite. Yeah. I was actually talking about this with my brother, Timmy. He's home visiting from Pennsylvania. I eat pretty much everything, but I would say beets. I want to like beets so badly, but I just don't.
Yeah.
However, I'll have them in like a juice. Like, yeah. I used to get the Elizabethan from Main Squeeze, and that's delicious. But yeah, I just can't eat a beet.
Not alone.
No.
But like those beet crackers we got were really good.
Yeah, great. But an actual beet, I can't. It tastes like dirt. Dirt. Joe Dirte.
The thing, there's another, when you were getting a watermelon today, I have been thinking a lot about why I don't like fruit. And it isn't that I don't like fruit. I don't like starting to eat fruit. Once I get started, I'm fine.
Wait, what does that mean? Like starting, like putting a fork in a piece of...
No, like just taking, like getting motivated enough to take the first bite of something.
Is it more like an orange and you have to peel it, or an apple? And...
No. It's like...
Really?
I think it's a mental thing that I'm like, that I still deep down, I'm like, fruit isn't that good. Other stuff's better. So I don't want to commit to it.
Ooh, and then, child, I love me some fruit.
No, I know. And that's like... I was thinking about, you were picking up a watermelon. I'm like, I don't really like watermelon that much. And then literally this is all in 10 seconds in my brain. I'm like, why don't I like watermelon? Think about the texture of eating watermelon. And then I think about it and I'm like, oh yeah, there have been times where I just keep popping watermelon in my mouth and in my, like, you know, yeah. I'm like, oh, well, once I get rolling, it's fine.
Yeah. Watermelon for me is one of those things. I love watermelon, but in the right moment.
Yeah.
I'm not always going to want to eat a watermelon. I love raspberries. Those are probably my favorite, and I'm probably never turning those down.
Yeah.
I just grew up eating a lot of fruit. We had this talk over, were you there? I don't know if you were. But yeah, I always had fruit growing up. Yeah. Like I was saying to you, I probably eat 3 servings a day.
That's so good.
Yeah, I'm just the epitome of health.
You are. I, like, honestly, I don't like raisins, but if that was what was in front of me and I ate 2 of them, I'd probably eat 15 of them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like once I get rolling, it's fine.
I like chocolate covered raisins.
Sure.
So good.
I actually don't.
I love them.
The chewiness and the, I don't like it.
What else we got? I'm trying to think of this week if anything happened that's safe to talk about.
We both now have new phones.
Well, I've had my new phone for a month now.
But I feel like that's been...
Jake did get a new phone for the first time in like 4 years. Yeah. And he's loving it.
I am, but the frustrating... I feel like this is the podcast where I talk about my pet peeves and frustrations.
That's okay.
I don't like that they have gotten so expensive now that you can't just buy a phone. Like, you have to essentially...
they're very expensive.
Make a payment plan for these phones. Mm-hmm. It really bugs me.
Well, there's definitely options. Chad, brother-in-law Chad, is doing... I don't remember what the brand is, but it is kind of like a much cheaper alternative. Yeah. Like, one flat rate, your phone is $100, that's it.
Yeah.
And it's an iPhone, as far as I know.
Yeah. No, it is.
So there's things you can do.
Yeah. Just kind of... The whole process... I mean, our lives are on our phones, really. I mean, the way that
pathetic.
We connect to work and play is pretty much entirely on our phones.
Mm-hmm.
So
there it is.
But there, I think we've developed healthier habits.
Well, you know what's sad is I set a timer on my Instagram so that after 30 minutes of a day, 30 minutes.
Total
once I right exactly once I meet that 30 minute total mark of browsing Instagram, it sends me an alert, and I was like, I'm not gonna get that alert. I got that alert last night at, like, I don't know, let's say 7:15.
Wow.
And you know, you dismiss it, I was probably on there another 15 minutes.
You also were alone.
But I mean, was good to, like, you know, just put it in perspective, because otherwise I'd be like, I don't spend half an hour on Instagram.
Right.
Yeah, throughout the day I do, which is so crazy when meanwhile I can't make myself go run for 20 minutes.
Right.
So you made myself go run for 20 minutes. Oh, anyway. Ew, get your toe off me.
Sorry, that was an accident.
Your parents are coming next week. It is next
a week from this coming Wednesday.
Crazy. So excited.
Yeah.
This is the time when we all start to decide. We're like, what are the things we're going to do with them?
Yeah, we kind of put together an itinerary.
Well, be not some so cool much that. Just come up with some fun things.
Well, no, but I think it is necessary, especially, like, you know, I would tell them this to their face, but they're not always as good with just, like, making executive decisions. My family.
No.
I know. So, like, you know, when we have 4 hours to kill and we're like, well, what do y'all want to do? I don't say y'all. We're not from the South.
I know. It's like,
what do you guys want to do? Oh, I don't know. Whatever you want. What you tell us, you know.
You always imitate your mom, not your dad.
Because my mom usually speaks first.
Yeah, that's true.
And then my dad will wait and chime in.
Yep. I think we should take them to happy hour at the grill room, because such a great deal there.
Oh, these fried Brussels sprouts. Goodness.
$3.
So good.
Literally, best happy hour. Don't go, because then I don't have a seat. But yeah, great happy hour. We should take them to the museum.
The free Friday.
We're all about deals. Yeah. We're like $3.
Sample day at BJ's.
Yeah, we don't. Oh, yeah, we do have BJ's around here. I was thinking Costco. What did we talk about? We had like a whole thing.
Yeah.
Down into Scarborough, like on that really nice long walk.
Oh, yeah.
We need to do breakfast at Bentliff's or Bayside now. Because
they haven't been there.
So good.
That's like a big Jake and Amy spot.
So delicious. Anyway, I think that's all I got. I'm pretty tired.
Yeah, I'm pretty tired too.
Jake's going to kill it tonight. I'm going to go sit out at Fort Williams and enjoy this beautiful weather. If you go out today, make sure you wear sunscreen. You know?
What else can we talk about? Is there something like important we can talk about?
I don't know. You're looking at me like I know something, but I don't know.
I don't know if you do. I don't know. I feel like the class that we took today was basically raising
money for Try for a Cure.
Try for a Cure. It's basically for cancer research.
Mm-hmm. For women, breast cancer.
Yeah. So now I'm like, well, what can we talk about that's like good and philanthropic? But I can't think of anything.
Sorry, bro.
I listened to a really interesting podcast on my drives the last couple of days about general, like how gender is determined in a fetus, like right from conception. Mm-hmm. It's fascinating. Very
so that's what you're deciding to end on.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just on my brain.
Okay.
Just there.
Nope, we're not pregnant. Don't worry. Jake's like, we have something important to talk about.
Well, basically.
And a fetus gender.
So, okay, I'm going to ask you, genetically, what does genetically determine whether somebody is male or female?
What do you mean?
Like, on the genetic level, how can you tell someone's male or female that you know of?
I have no idea. I'm so dumb.
The chromosomes, right? XY chromosome. Yeah. That actually isn't, like, there are plenty of XX females.
No.
So, yes, there are.
I always get confused.
XY is a traditionally female.
What is a male?
XX.
There are not XX females.
There are.
I literally, no.
It was like this big, it was like this whole, anyway, it's really interesting.
Well, cite your source.
It was from this radio lab thing. And this woman, Doty, Dooti, I think is her name.
I'm Googling it.
She's a runner from India. And she was like killing all these records. And so they had her, they do a gender like blood test basically. And they tested for her testosterone levels based on her chromosomes, and she was an XX female. And so they disqualified her for saying that she wasn't a female.
Women are XX, men are XY always.
Oh no, that makes sense. Okay, sorry. Yeah, then I completely, wow.
I'm so confused.
Sorry.
So wait.
Flip what I said. So there can be XY females.
Okay. I'm gonna look. I'm Googling, guys. Hang tight.
Anyway, I'm just saying that's what the podcast went in on. I know people will probably have their own opinions about it, but. But it was
it's
very
called Swyer syndrome. So, but it doesn't. Okay. Sorry, guys.
This is the benefit of like other podcasts that have a person that can just look up things on Google for you.
People with Swyer syndrome have typical female external genitalia. The uterus and fallopian tubes are normally formed, but the gonads, the ovaries or testes, are not functional.
And the name, the name of this series.
Affected individuals have undeveloped clumps of tissue called street gonads. Because of the lack of development of the gonads, Swyer syndrome is also called 46XY, complete.
So
they're typically raised as girls and have a female gender identity. Because they do not have functional ovaries, affected individuals usually begin hormone replacement therapy. Huh.
Interesting, huh? So the name of the, it was like a 5-6-part series, and the name of the series was
That's
gonads.
From the U.S. National Library of Medicine, just so I cite my source. Interesting.
Yeah. So anyway, gonads, Radiolab.
Cool.
Fascinating.
Ending on that note.
Sorry.
What the H-E double hockey sticks is happening?
I just thought it was interesting. Maybe somebody else is looking for other podcasts and Radiolab is really good.
So. Cool. Good suggestion. Learn something new.
You should tell your joke.
Okay. My duck joke?
Yeah.
Okay, guys, you ready? Why do ducks have tail feathers?
Why do ducks have tail feathers?
To cover their butt quacks. I almost started laughing earlier.
I will never forget your face when you told me that the first time.
But a bop. I love
it. Pure joy.
Okay, for real, I do gotta go.
Happy Sunday,
everybody. Bye, you guys. Happy Sunday. Boop, boop.
Bye.
The Short List with Jake and Amy.